USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has revealed he will vote in favor of a House resolution blocking President Trump's declaration of a national emergency. GOP Senator John Kennedy of Louisiana tells CNN's State of the Union that the president's action was not his preferred choice.
Unlike some of my colleagues, I don't think that the president doing this is going to end Western order. The sun will come up the next morning. I do think he is probably rethinking the situation. As I understand it, he has the ability without resorting to a national emergency.
The Senate will vote on the measure later this month. The U.S. and South Korea are ending their joint military exercises in a diplomatic nod to North Korea. The Pentagon says the allies agreed to maintain military readiness with brand new command post exercises. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
Congressional Democrats are moving ahead and gathering evidence to support various probes into what they say might be illegal activities of the Trump administration. House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler tells ABC,
"We've seen abuses of power and obstruction of justice, threats to the Mueller investigation, threats to witnesses. All of these have to be investigated."
In a speech on Saturday, the president mocked the Democrats' investigations. President Trump's former personal attorney Michael Cohen resumes his closed-door testimony before the House Intelligence Committee on Wednesday. This will be Cohen's fourth day of questioning before both House and Senate committees. His testimony so far has led members of Congress to pursue other witnesses from the Trump Organization, including Felix Sater. Cohen named him during his open testimony before the House Oversight Committee, saying that he worked with him on efforts to build a Trump property in Moscow. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
President Trump gave a very long speech on Saturday. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
President Trump in rare form, even for President Trump, as he speaks at the 2019 Conservative Political Action Conference just outside D.C. on Saturday.
Now, Robert Mueller never received a vote, and neither did the person that appointed him. And as you know, the Attorney General says, "I'm going to recuse myself."
Referring there to Jeff Sessions and referring here to Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff.
I saw a little shifty Schiff yesterday. He went into a meeting and he said, "We're going to look into his finances." I said, "Where did that come from? He always talked about Russia. Collusion with Russia. The collusion delusion."
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Curious relatives of Stephon Clark, the unarmed black Sacramento man shot and killed by police as he held a cell phone, are lashing out at the county's district attorney. Clark's brother, Stavante, says not only did prosecutors decline to charge the officers, but they unfairly blamed Clark for his own death.
"I'm just surprised at, like, the way she did it, you know. It was just uncalled for, unnecessary. It hurt the whole family, not just the community. It was just, you know, Stefan was, it was like he was killed again."
The Clark family says they hope for a different result from a probe by the California Attorney General. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.